All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by the manager of the Sacramento RiverCats. And fans, this is a gentleman who's been around the game for a while, Dave Brundage. And Dave, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Marty. Also, I enjoy sitting down and talking the game, you know, and certainly have you know, been the game a long time. And I think what this will be my 34th year. And you know, I obviously have you know, I've enjoyed every minute. And you know, a lot of people always say, "Boy, you know what? You know, don't you? You know, how much time have you spent in the big leagues?" I said, "You know what? I've got 34 years in the minor leagues, and you know, and I've loved every minute of it. It's something that I love doing. It's something I love teaching nowadays, and you know, having an impact and trying to help, you know, someone else get to the big leagues."
Yeah, I would say you're a baseball lifer. Do you take that as a compliment?
I mean, absolutely, I do. You know, and I mean, you know, everyone always wants to put a negative spin on, you know, something like that sometimes, and you know, say, "Boy, you've spent 34 years, wow, you know, in the minor leagues." But I, you know, I look at as 34 great years, you know, that I've been very fortunate to be in this game and provide for my family and do something that I truly love doing, you know, day in and day out, and something that, you know, I hope I get to do for a long time.
Yeah, well, when you have that much invested in baseball, I say you have great passion for the game. So let's go way back. Growing up, when did baseball impact your life? When did baseball first come into your life?
You know, sports have always impacted my life, and I've always been in sports. And been fortunate that I came from a very athletic family. And you know, I had a dad that played football and at Oregon State. I had an uncle that played quarterback at the University of Oregon for 4 years and went on to play in the NFL, I think, briefly, for a short period of time. And I had a grandfather that played in the major leagues for a while. For a little bit, and played, you know, rubbed elbows with Babe Ruth and Pie Trainer and all those older names and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know what? I mean, I've been very fortunate that, you know, I'm blessed that I come from a very athletic family. And, you know, I grew up playing football, basketball, and baseball, you know, and boxed for a long, long time. So I was a boxer for probably over 10 years. And, you know, it's just something that's, you know, competing and athletic, athleticism, you know, is always something that's been part of my life.
Oh, I was going to ask you when you got your first glove, but I guess they were in the house already.
Well, boxing gloves or baseball gloves? No, you know, actually, you know, I loved all my sports, and I think just coming up through, not sure, I got recruited a lot to play football, and you know, I went on to make a decision that I was going to take baseball as my priority and my passion, and you know, as it turns out, I ended up playing football for a year at Oregon State, and also played baseball. But I made the right decision, and it certainly has taken me down a path that I wouldn't want to change for anything.
Dave Brundage with us, the manager of the RiverCats. Quite an interesting story. I could see why you've been successful in the game, because you have a lot going on in your life as well. Best position in football, where were you?
Well, I was a quarterback. I got recruited to play quarterback, and, you know, kind of tough decision because, you know, a lot of people pulling at me from different directions. And, you know, I had a dad that went to Oregon State, an uncle that was quarterback at University of Oregon. And, you know, I think it was like after my football All-Star game, and it at the end of the summer, and I just – and the baseball coach happened to be there from Oregon State, and came in and liked what he saw in football, and liked what I played in the All-Star basketball game as well. And so I remember him coming down on the court and offering me a scholarship, you know, on the spot. And I wasn't really that heavily recruited in baseball, but I kind of knew that, you know, size and where was my best fit. And, you know, I'm glad I had enough whereabouts, you know, to decide on baseball, because, you know, football, you know, maybe the size wasn't there, and you know, guys are getting bigger, stronger, and faster, and you know, it just kind of, baseball seemed more my cup of tea.
Boy, interesting. I'm going to tell you about a story. Frank Chance, remember Tinker to Evers to Chance, the great double play combination of the old Chicago Cubs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Frank Chance was from the Central Valley in California. His forebears, this early 1900s, came over on the Oregon Trail, the pioneers, and they walked half the way over. But Frank Chance was a descendant of them, and he was a boxer. He was a boxer and a baseball player, and he lived in the San Francisco area as well. And somehow the Cubs came through in an exhibition game, a barnstorming game, and they saw him, and they signed him, and he went on to be a first baseman for the Cubs, a very successful manager for the Cubs. And I tell you the story because that's the only other boxer I know who ended up being a manager.
Well, that's pretty cool, then. You know, I've been fortunate, and I tell people all the time that, you know, for all the sports, and, you know, nowadays everything gets so one-sided, and everyone, you know, is now, you know, they spend all their effort in one sport, and they dabble, you know, they don't dabble in as many sports, but I can truly tell you that the boxing and the football and the basketball have all helped me in baseball, you know, and they've taught me different things about the game of baseball, and, you know, they've taught me discipline and work ethic and you know, toughness, and there's a lot of things that really come, you know, from, you know, all three of those or all four of those different sports. I think along the way, you can take something that I have taken throughout my life and kind of put it all into baseball and try to implement it.
You sure you're not Frank Chance? He's a Hall of Famer. I mean, you're telling the Frank Chance story, so I appreciate it. No, it's a good story. Look it up one time. It's a good one. Hey, you have part of your job. Let's finish up with your baseball career. You're outfielded and turned into a pitcher. How about that?
Well, that as well has helped me, you know, in the managing aspect. You know, being able to relate to pitchers and players and position players is very important. And I think it helped me get a foot in the door. And having been, you know, a pitcher and an outfielder and first baseman at Oregon State, and then went on to, I think, probably 7 years as a position player and my last couple as a pitcher, you know, kind of opened my eyes as far as, you know, what it's like to be in that bullpen, what it's like to be a starting pitcher, what it's like to be an everyday position player, what's it like to be a bench player, you know, and obviously I've you know, was fortunate to do all four of those roles, you know, that really helps you in managing and being able to relate to your players is everything. You know, and if you can relate to your players and you know, you immediately get your foot in the door. And when you're teaching the game of baseball, you know, and looking them in the eyes and knowing that, hey, you know what, you know, I do have a past history and I do have, you know, I do have experience in all those areas, which really helps, actually.
Yeah, boy, interesting story. You have part of your job is very sort of dramatic, and that is you tell people they can't make it, you got to go, and then you tell people you're going to the big leagues.
Well, you know, it's my favorite part of my job. And, you know, there's not a lot of back patting in the minor leagues. There's not a lot of accolades that come your way, and you know, it's truly what you love to do. And one of the things I'm very fortunate to be able to do is tell, you know, young men that they're going to the big leagues, and something they will never forget for the rest of their life. And, you know, I try to make it special, and I try to make it important. You know, and there's not one that I don't remember, you know, I think on along the way. You know, I've told guys that, you know, certainly I've been on the fast track. I've also told, you know, one of my favorites was being able to tell a young man, or actually he wasn't so young, but a guy named J.C. Boscan, after spending 16 years in the minor leagues as a catcher, and being fortunate to be able to tell, you know, men like that that they've, you know, they've earned it, and you know, that tomorrow is your big day. Yeah. You know, and like we said, I mean, you try to make it special, and, you know, being fortunate to tell some of these young men that are in San Francisco now, you know, that they're going to the big leagues, and is really a neat thing. And you know, on the other side of it, you know, telling someone that, you know, that we're taking the jersey away from you is also one of my worst days too, as well, because, you know, you become close with the players, and, you know, you develop relationships, and, you know, no matter who the human is, it's never fun to tell someone that, you know, that they're going home.
Yeah, I was thinking of Chris Shaw as you were talking. What did you tell him? Any tricks on Chris Shaw?
Well, I try to keep it a secret, and you know, I remember we were walking out. We were walking out in the morning, and I knew that he was going to the big leagues, and I was to tell him before we got on the bus. So I waited right till the last minute, you know, because there was an injury or something at the big league level, and I knew that he was needed. And I think he kept waiting, kind of the anticipation. And then, and I said, well, let's get on this bus. We need to head to Reno. I think we were going to Reno. And it was funny, and he kind of kept looking at me, you know, strange and funny. And I was following him, and then he starts to get on the bus. I said, oh, yeah, that's right. One more thing I forgot. And I said, I don't know, it might have slipped my mind. I said, but You're not getting on this bus. You know, you're getting in a car and you're going to San Francisco, and tomorrow you're going to get to make your major league debut. So, you know, things like that. You know, and he turned around with wide eyed, and you know, guys get emotional, and then, you know, rightfully so. You know, that's the way I wouldn't have it any other way, because, you know, I myself get emotional when I'm telling someone that they're going, because it means that much to me as well.
You've been all over the minor leagues, AAA, Braves, as you say, the Mariners, Phillies. What's Sacramento like for you?
Sacramento's a good town. I enjoy it. I really do. And I've spent a lot of time in the PCL. I've spent a lot of time, I spent a lot of time in Calgary for 6 years. It's a fantastic city. It's one thing that, you know, when you're not with an organization, and, you know, you're on the other dugout, you know, and sometimes you don't notice a lot of the little things, and you don't notice how strong the Giants, you know, fan base really is. And, you know, something that I didn't realize until I really got over here to really take notice. And, you know, you start noticing, I mean, how strong that this fan base is. And it's just as strong in Sacramento, you know, and good fans. You know, I've been a lot of different places. I've been some tough spots, too. You know, Lehigh Valley was a tough spot with the Phillies. And Philly fans are tough, but, you know, that's kind of their nature. Everyone's kind of got something, you know, they all beat to a different drum. But I tell you what, you know, they certainly in Sacramento have supported us and through wins and losses along the way and root for their players and their future players.
I like the Phillies. I like the action.
Yeah, I loved it. You know, until they start booing you. You know, when something goes wrong, boy, I tell you what. You know, you don't get on their dark side.
What brought you to this Giants organization? How'd you end up here?
Well, I spent the 4 years with Philadelphia, and you know, I think they just didn't have any movement along the way. They had guys that were getting stagnant and in the same place for about. So 7-8 years, guys, managers were in the same place, and they wanted movement. And, you know, it was a little bit unfortunate because I enjoyed it there. But I was very fortunate that, you know, a couple of days later, San Francisco came calling. Yeah. and jumped on it. And I jumped at the opportunity because I knew that, you know, one funny story was that I didn't know Boach. Okay. You know, and I didn't really know him. I knew him, you know, across the way and certainly obviously knew what he's accomplished, you know, when he was with the Padres and I was with the Mariners and being over there. But one tidbit is that Boach and my father have hunted for years and years together, and they've developed a relationship. Yet I never knew him. I never knew him from one day to another. And you know, I was intrigued to come over here and being able to rub elbows and maybe learn from him as well, because I've been fortunate to be with a lot of good different managers. And you know, I spent a lot of time with Bobby Cox and Lou Piniella with Seattle and now Boach. And you know, you're talking about Hall of Fame managers along the way that you can learn from. And listen and watch and you know, maybe take some of their attributes and implement them on my side.
Wow. Well, we're lucky to have you. Nice story. Very nice story.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate it, Marty. Thanks for having me on today.
You're not Frank Chance, but you could be.
No, I'm no Hall of Famer. And no one's going to recognize my name, but at the same time, at the end of the day, you know, it's about us developing our players.
Very nice. Very nice. Enjoyed it. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.